Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1630. Are you exploring into your body's responses? Here's why you should. By Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of a few shows where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Now on Fridays, I do something a little different. That's where I answer your questions. And remember, you can send me a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Listening to and reading your questions is one of my favorite parts of the show, so I thank you in advance for taking the time to send me your questions. But that's all about tomorrow's show, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Are you exploring into your body's responses? Here's why you should. By Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. Today, I want to address a super important part of learning how to use body responses to help you feel great in your body. It's so important that without it, you're really going to struggle with changing anything about your body. A child's favorite question. What is a child's favorite question? If you've ever been around a child who is anywhere from age 3 on up, you already know the answer. Why? Why is the sky blue? Why do cars have wheels? Why do I have to sleep? Children are naturally inquisitive, and if you spend any time at all with them, you'll quickly realize how many things there are to inquire about in the world. You were probably this way as a child too, probably still this way about certain topics now as an adult. My invitation to you is to carry that sense of inquisitiveness further into your body care. When you sense some joint pain that wasn't there before, ask why. When you feel achy and run down, ask why. When your wrist hurts every time you move it a certain way, ask why. But don't stop there, because why won't get you anywhere if you don't then follow it up with something that moves you toward a possible answer to the question. What's that all about? That something is a willingness to go exploring. Here's the definition of the word explore. Definition 1, to investigate, study, or analyze. Definition 2, to become familiar with by testing or experimenting. Definition 3, to travel over new territory for adventure or discovery. And definition 4, to examine, especially for diagnostic purposes. Notice how inviting the concept is. And isn't that nice since most of us, myself included, have had times in life when we don't feel very inviting towards our body or invited by our body to feel how we want to feel? With regard to your body's aches, pains, and limitations, explore for answers. Explore to learn. Explore to understand more of your body and what it needs to respond the way you want it to. Breaking down bigger issues into basic elements. As an example of exploring into body aches and pains, I had a client who had taken up running recently, and the only part of her body that was feeling not great from this endeavor were her ankles. They were becoming a limiter, what with how sore and pinchy they felt. We started working together to try and solve this issue. My client could have easily thought that running just isn't for her, or that it's not worth it to go running if it meant the rest of her day was negatively impacted by her sore and pinchy ankles. Instead, we took the primary issue of how her ankles were feeling and explored some of the basic elements that might be contributing to her ankles feeling the way they did. There are many potential basic elements that can contribute to ankle stiffness in a runner, but three of the most common are 1, an increase in running mileage that was too much too quickly, 2, inappropriate footwear for the person and their gait, and 3, lack of adequate mobility and or strength in the lower leg, ankle, feet, and toes. Her mileage and shoes were without issue, so I suggested we tackle the fact that she wasn't doing any mobility or strength work for her lower legs, ankles, or feet. Running requires a lot of effort from your body generally, and your feet and ankles particularly. If the joints, soft tissues, and muscles of your feet and ankles aren't strong and mobile enough to handle regular runs, then your body may start letting you know through stiffness, aches, or pains. My client got started on foot and ankle strength and mobility exercises, some of which she did daily and others which she did 3 times weekly. This sort of exploration to figure out her stiff ankles was carried over by her as she did the exercises. Oh wow, I didn't know toes should be able to move that way. Mine don't. She focused consistently on building her ability to move her toes, feet, and ankles in all the ways I showed her through the exercises. Now, had she done this and not noticed any changes to her stiff ankles, we'd have simply continued on exploring what the next option for action might be. Thankfully, though, my client reported back that her ankles were starting to feel better, and in practically no time at all, they weren't an issue for her anymore. I hope you'll use this story to inspire your own exploration into the body aches, pains, and challenges that you want to improve. Start with why. Explore possible answers. Try some things. See what happens to how your body feels and moves. Become an excellent caretaker of your body in the process. You just listened to the post titled, "Are You Exploring Into Your Body's Responses? Here's Why You Should," by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I feel like we'll often ignore those aches and pains for as long as we can. We don't ask why we're experiencing that pain until we reach a point where we simply can't take it anymore. I know I've reached this point before. Instead of potentially stopping the pain before it got worse by looking at the root cause, I would try and ignore it. I know I've done this when I felt flare-ups of my condition starting to come on, or even in the case of my bout of plantar fasciitis I told you about last year. But finally, the pain was so unbearable, I had to figure out the why, the root cause, so I could start feeling better. And, probably even more importantly, prevent it from happening again. By exploring the why, we can hopefully prevent this from happening to us again in the future. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for a Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.